episode 234, Delete Today.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy, happy day, ladies. How are you? Well, I'm not so happy today. Actually, I'm pretty much a crabby mama in all of this. Yes, it has been a day. Well, let's just say it's a really long story. And I'll do my best to not totally bore you with it. But do you have days sometimes you just want to delete today? Well, we're going to chat about that today because it really hit home with me. I found myself having, well, another technical issue. Do you ever have those two where no matter what you do, it's just your magnetic personality that everything seems to blow up on you? Well, my computer was blowing up again, and I couldn't do something as basic as send an email. I could receive emails, but I couldn't send it. So you know what? If I am missing your email, you need to send me it again. And if you haven't sent it to me in a while, send me again a note because I would love to hear from you. Send me a note at yourbestselfie@createyournow.com. That will help me make sure I am finally up and running because I'm telling you, 8.5 hours, I kid you not, in the Apple store is utterly ridiculous. Yes, I was one crabby mama. Those are just moments that you just want to delete. Delete today. But we don't have control over what happens. However, we do have control over our response or our reaction. Are you one who finds yourself in, you know, when you're in a kind of a tough, tight spot that you're quick to jump and you just kind of get all, well, mad? Well, I was not necessarily upset as in mad, but I was definitely frustrated. However, I really didn't let anybody have it. Amongst the 8.5 hours, I had many people come up and say, well, my goodness, you're awfully, I mean, you've been here forever. I'm surprised you're doing as well as you are. Well, if I was going bananas, they would have called 911 and had the police escort me out. So really, did I really have an option? But think about it. Sometimes we just want to react instead of respond how we need to. What is your response in those tough times? Those tough times where you really wish you could delete today? Well, I was sitting there today wishing today wasn't. But I knew if today wasn't, then guess what? I wouldn't be here talking to you and I wouldn't be able to see my children. It was crazy. I went to the store in the morning and didn't come home till after dark. And I didn't even get paid for it. How crazy is that? I don't know. But all in all, I really wished I could delete today. But of course, there's always a learning moment in that. And even as crabby and as tired as I was, I only had a half a shake. I had done my workout and off I was trying to run. And I had this whole list of errands, which I got to one. And I think I had six on the list. Now, I did not feel very accomplished. And in fact, I went there. And yes, does the email work? Well, yeah, it does, at least right now. And you're going to send me an email, right, at yourbestselfie@createyournow.com so I can make sure it's working. And then I get to respond back to you and talk. So when you do that, I will respond. And then I guess what? It will be working. So I'll know. Well, at least we got one thing done, but it's still not all the kinks were fixed. I still have to go back in and add my few other emails that, well, let's just say they had to totally wipe my system and we started from scratch. Thank goodness I have a backup system. If you're not very technically inclined, I'm telling you, make sure you at least have someone on your side so you know you're protecting the stuff that you want to protect most on your computer. Because thank goodness, at least I did have that. But even during all of this, I really did try to remain calm and very sweet. And yet still, they were just kind of dishing out to me, well, kind of blubber. It wasn't making any sense. I came in with more knowledge than they did. I so wanted to delete today. 8.5 hours, I could have written a whole book. I could have read 3 books. I could have coached 10 of you. Oh my goodness, what were we thinking when I went there? Delete today. You know, there are those moments. There are those days in our life that we just wish didn't happen. That you may have those days that happened in the past. You may have had those days that just happened recently, and maybe today is it. And you're sitting here going, oh my gosh, Christiane, I can feel your pain. I just want to delete today. But God doesn't allow us to do that. But what he does allow us to do is we get the opportunity to serve in a different capacity, to be able to grow ourselves by responding as he would respond. And I tried to do just that. I wanted to respond with really a sense of caring, not necessarily love, because I got to tell you, love was not on my heart, okay? But I did care about these people. I cared about the three women that I met there today who I had long conversations with. I mean, I was there forever. And also the employees that I met there. I got to know them. I met one who moved just recently from Boston. He's only been here about 3.5 months. Met another one who their mother is actually, it's his mother-in-law. The in-laws are suffering health a little bit, and so that's why there was a job transfer. Met another one who just could not wait to take his lunchbox and head on out to dinner. He was so excited, and it was really cute. It was a lunchbox. It was kind of funny. And, you know, you're dealing with all that quote-unquote geeky people, which, of course, I love because they're supposed to be more geniuses than me. But today, not so much. I just wanted to delete today. But when you have those opportunities to love at a different level, a different capacity, guess what it does for you? It stretches you. You grow. You learn that there's so much more to what you have to give than even you knew. I walked out of there tonight frustrated as anything. Walked out, end of close, 9:02, I'm walking out. And in fact, the last guy, I met with four different dudes. I did. The last guy told me, he goes, well, we can't fix this last problem because you only have 4 minutes before we close. And I thought, really? I'm telling you, I'm honest truth. In my mind, I was like, you've got to be, and I wanted to say a few words, but I didn't. And that did not come out of my mouth. Okay. Did I think something like, you got to be really be kidding me? Oh, of course I did. But I looked at him and he said, but we can go ahead and make you a reservation. What does your schedule look like tomorrow? And I said, well, my tomorrow's booked up because I do. My day tomorrow is family day. We're going to church and that is our focus. And I said, no, that's not going to work. I said, let's look into next week. And then he changed the subject and said, well, if you're not really ready right now, then you could just go. And he wanted to show me the new app that Apple had. How convenient, just kind of switching me and flipping me. Well, I knew all of this. I was reading into all these little marketing tricks that were happening behind the scenes because, of course, during this 8.5 period of time, they tried to sell me 2 hard drives on top of everything that I was waiting for. Yet they couldn't even still fix what I came in for 8.5 hours before. Total craziness, delete today. But when you have those delete todays, you need to stop and say, you know what? There's something hidden in here. There's this little gem I know, and I'm going to find it. Because when I find it, I know I will be such a better person because of it. And today, after I calm down, after I called mom, got to admit, calling mom is awesome. So you can call me, you know, if you don't want to call mom, call me. It was one of those things where it was just a breather. Yeah, did I want to get the punching bag out? Of course I did. If you're not honest with that, I mean, who are you kidding? You have to be honest and authentic as to what is raw and real and where you sit. However, that doesn't mean you have to react. Your response can be different. And that's where delete todays, that's how you can make a difference right now. And your delete todays can be impressive tomorrows. Ooh! That is what you want to aim for. Don't let the frustrations of others, the ones who they're just doing sort of their job because guess what? They really don't want to be there either. I did not see any daylight today except for my drive to the store, which was 45 minutes away from me. I told you I live in the rural area. And then I still had to drive 45 minutes back. But you see, it was what the gem, that special gem that I found in all of this. And praise the Lord, it was a hidden little blessing. Don't worry about deleting today's, because your days can be magnificent tomorrows. Take your hardships and your frustrations when you have those opportunities, look for those gems and say, you know what? I got an opportunity here. Not really sure what it is. And yeah, you know, wink, wink. Yes, if you need the punching bag, well, just go do the punching bag and not a punching person, okay? That's not a good idea. You know, we do not condone violence here whatsoever. But give yourself a chance and the opportunity to love and serve others, even when you really don't want to and you just wish you could delete today. So I just wanted to give you some food for thought from a crabby mama who spent nothing, really, really has gotten nothing accomplished today, except for I've had the joy of having our girl time. So I hope you have a day that's not a delete today. All right. Go out and make it a great one. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.